Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Usinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road, and when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
And for a little run I did, Chris Usinski here. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. It you know, we're the weekly endurance show all about running or triathlon or cycling. And you know what? Today is an awesome show. On today's show, we got our good friend and president of Infinite Nutrition Canada, Darcy Haggath. He's going to join us. And we're going to kind of take a little trip through hydration. What's important with hydration? Because look at we're going to do like the 101 of hydration, since like the marathon season is, well, it's pretty much starting. It's pretty much started in a couple markets. Even this weekend, the Martian marathon starts in Dearborn. And, you know, from there, we actually go into the hotter running days. And you know, it's right around the corner. And in the second half of this show, we have the incredible Lionel Sanders joining us. Lionel is powered by Infinite, and so Lionel's going to come on. He's going to talk about the really big win that he had this last Sunday at Ironman California, and then we're going to talk about what he's doing this weekend, which I think is the real big news, and it's a bit of a head scratcher for me. But we're going to have Lionel come on, and we're going to talk about that as well. And don't forget, we got Song of the Week, and Ben Kaplan, believe it or not, is off this week because he's having a birthday. So happy birthday to Ben. You know, Running Flat is an organization that puts on races. We put on endurance events, 5K, 10K, some half marathons, but mostly a lot of fun, 5Ks. And our first race is it's pretty much all sold out, with all due respect. The half marathon is sold out. The 10K is sold out. The 10K National Championship is sold out. It's Le Chocolat. And Le Chocolat is a really, really interesting race. It is true. It's mostly women. 98%, 95% women, somewhere in there. It has about just under 2,500 competitors that are all coming here to Windsor, Ontario, to run along this beautiful road, Riverside Drive, kind of between the bridge and Walker Road. But the really interesting fact is that over 1,300 of them are foreign tourists, from mostly around Ontario, Michigan, Ohio, all coming to the city of Windsor to enjoy a Mother's Day primer, which includes a lot of chocolate, like the name does imply, Le Chocolat. But we're also giving away a really, really cool swag. We're kind of known for giving away some really cool swag at this event. Le Chocolat, in the first year, gave away a Coach purse. The second year, we gave away a 3-liter box of wine shaped like a purse. Came in red, it came in white. Super simple of swag to give away. Didn't have to worry about shirt sizes. And, you know, the third year, we gave away 3 liters of wine. We actually gave away, I don't know, like 7,000 liters of wine that year. But what's really interesting is we've developed a brand of wine with Pelee Island Wineries called Running Girl. And, you know, if you go on the registration page for Le Chocolat, you'll see the label for Running Girl Wines. Comes in red and comes in white. There's a Baco Noir, and there's a Chardonnay Reserve. And it's really a way for us to reach out to runners and raise some funds for a charity that we'll be launching near the end of the year, that's all about building tracks in communities that really need them. And look, I come from a community that doesn't have very many tracks, and it's something that I think that we need a funding partner to be able to do that. You know, have some seed money to start the ball rolling, go to the municipality to match and double it, go to the provincial bodies to match and double it, and then go to the feds to get more money, and then build a world-class track in within the community to keep people running, keep them walking, and keep them giving an excuse to go outside and get fit. So Le Chocolat, May 1st. If you're not running it, we'd love some help on the volunteer side, and you can find out more about that at runningflat.com. The other race that's open is Canada Day, which is this really awesome, bombastic, patriotic race that we put on July 1st in this little town called Amherstburg, Ontario, right at Fort Malden, where it was kind of the epicenter of the War of 1812. We actually do a little 5K, and, you know, everything's about being red and white, and the medal is so cool. So what you do is when you register, you have Wayne Gretzky, Don Cherry, or Clara Hughes are the three finalists. One of them is going to be chosen to go on the medal. Past winners, we've had Sir John A. Macdonald, the first Prime Minister of Canada, Terry Fox, and Colonel Chris Hadfield was last year's great Canadian. And once you actually register and you vote for one of those, give us a suggestion on who you want to see on next year's medal. So whether it's Rush or Jim Carrey, we've seen them all. I got to tell you, we've seen them all. And then we tally them up and come up with the top three for next year. What's interesting about this race is we have a virtual side to it. So if you've got a friend, a loved one, a relative in another country, another city, can't make it to the race, but really wants to celebrate Canada Day, it's a great opportunity to do that, because we will mail 3-4 weeks before the event, we will mail out the medal, the shirt, and the bib. And, you know, we just had 10 or 15 folks from Germany, Cologne, Germany, sign up. Where they're gonna run this entire thing. They all work at a company in Germany, and they're all Canadians, and they're all gonna get their Canada Day swag, and they're all gonna run on Canada Day in Germany in their Canadian stuff. So hopefully that's a really cool Facebook picture to share. We announced last week Color Run is coming back to Windsor, Ontario, July 23rd. What's interesting this year is we're gonna make it a night event. So all the color that we throw is like an iridescent glow-in-the-dark. We have, you know, hundreds of, you know, black light standards at all the color zones. Big EDM music festival at the end. It's just going to be a lot of fun. If you go to runningflat.com, hit the Color Run Nights tile, it'll take you to a pre-registration page where it's like $24 to register through their VIP program. It's really cool. Take a look at that and invite a friend to do that with you. Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft 5K, our crazy social experiment from last summer. That was the race where you got to choose. If you're single, you got a green bib. You have to declare your marital status. If you are married or taken in a committed relationship, you got a red bib. And then there was like 38 people that had a yellow bib for It's Complicated. And they were like the rock stars at this race, because what ended up happening was everyone's lining up in the chute and they're all like pointing at the person with the yellow bib. And, you know, more often than not, they said, oh, my friend registered me and she gave me the wrong marital status or whatever. But the truth is, it was a lot of fun. So the Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, August 20th, registration will probably open in a couple weeks for that. And then next week, we hope to announce the really big race we're doing in Detroit on September 10th. It's one of those must-dos. It's only ever going to happen once, ever. And it's just a phenomenal event. And we're so proud to be able to produce this in partnership. And I got so much I want to tell you about this, and I can't say a thing until we do the formal announcement, I think, next week. You know what? We're going to take a break. Up next, our good friend Darcy Haggath comes in. We're going to talk about hydration. And then Lionel Sanders after that. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Hyundai's dealer invoice pricing is back.
Oh, crab cakes, not again, Hyundai. You had to come back and ruin it for us, your good old American competition. How the horseradish can a car company let customers pay the dealer invoice price?
Enjoy up to $2,700 in dealer invoice price adjustments.
How is that even fair?
And 0% financing on select 2016s.
How does Hyundai do it?
This is how we
That's
do
the H-Factor.
That.
Hurry in and pay the dealer invoice price today. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details. Dealer is reimbursed for holdback included in invoice price. Dealer may sell for less.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Devonshire Mall, where you can recycle your electronics and more for free. Just visit the drive-through drop-off located in the Devonshire Mall parking lot on Saturday, April 16th. Visit devonshiremall.com for details.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, a few clouds tonight increasing before morning with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of minus 1. Wednesday, periods of rain, winds gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour with a high of 10. Wednesday night, periods of rain ending before morning, then cloudy, winds gusting up to 70 kilometers an hour and a low of plus 3. Thursday, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a high of plus 4. And Friday, cloudy, a 30% chance of flurries and a high of plus 3.
When it comes to diving, this is it. They train their whole lives for one shot.
Who will be ready to win Olympic gold in Rio?
They'll all be here in Windsor.
The FINA Diving World Series Olympic Year Edition is coming to the Windsor International Aquatic Center April 15th, 16th, and 17th.
China, USA, Russia, Mexico, they'll all be here to face your Canadian Olympic hopefuls.
Visit WindsorWorldSeries.com for tickets.
Come and wave the flag, Windsor. Cheer on your Olympians.
AM 800 CKLW, the information station, where you're always only minutes away from the latest news, talk, and opinion. Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Usinski here. Today, we've got a real special guest who's going to join us. And, I met Darcy Haggith a number of years ago while running a 65K, which the next year turned into an 88K, which then turned into two consecutive 100Ks that we did together. And we've been best friends ever since. I mean, I think those are the things that kind of bond people for the rest of their lives. And he's the owner of Infinite Nutrition Canada, and they're a company that really custom hydrates some of the biggest names in endurance sports today, like Melissa Bishop, who's going to the Olympics, and Lionel Sanders is going to join us a little bit later. So welcome back to the show, Dars.
Thanks, Chris.
I know we're talking about hydration and it's cold, but it's going to be warm real soon, and we need to be planning for that, just as we want to get our miles on this summer. For the big fall marathons and the big fall races that we're doing. And maybe we should really start with, instead of hydration, what's dehydration and what are those signs, when you're out there running and, it's 85 degrees or 80 degrees and...
Yeah, dehydration, what happens is your blood volume reduces, your heart rate will increase to compensate for that. You have decreased blood flow to your skin, so your ability to really cool yourself is it's limited, so your core body temperature goes up. There's just a host of physiological impacts that all come back to not being able to perform. So as our core body temperature goes up and our blood volume thickens, we're just not getting as much nutrient to our system.
And when you start seeing those signs, those visible signs, it's already too late.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
When you're actually trying to perform at a level and trying to get that time that you want to get or that goal that you want to achieve.
Yeah, it's especially important in the longer distances. So, I don't think that you could ever get too dehydrated in a 1 hour race. So still recommend that you hydrate during, 1 hour training and, a 10K race. But it becomes really important as you transition into some of the longer distances. You go beyond 2-3% dehydration. That's when you're starting to not be able to perform to your potential.
Yeah, Lionel's been with us a number of times over the last 3 years, and what was the race that he had time? It was Texas that gave him a real, real hard time a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he. I don't know the exact stats. It was close to 10%
right.
Dehydration. And if you, if you were to Google states of, dehydration and, what severe is, I think they would call 5% severe. Getting into a medical, problem. Like
now, when you say 5%, you're talking 5% of your body weight.
Correct.
Is different from when you started the race to when you ended the race or whenever you've taken that measurement.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't weigh 200 pounds, but say I did for easy math. If I lost 4 pounds, during a race or a training, I'm now 2% dehydrated.
So can you explain that process of like the, when you're looking at like sweat rates per hour? Mm-hmm. Because look, there's a lot of guys out there who are right now, in their basements listening to this show, and they're training for an Ironman or a half Ironman, or a marathon. So let's talk about sweat rates and how all that gets calculated.
Yeah. So, before I get into, how it's calculated, I'll say that, we touch a lot of athletes. We work, directly with a ton. This is weekend warriors all the way to, folks like, Lionel or Melissa. And many of them, the majority of them are actually training and racing in a dehydrated state. So they're not, reaching their potential. That's exactly what happened to Lionel, like back in Texas.
Right.
Here's, one of the best in Canada. I think he finished fourth in that Ironman. It was extremely painful for him, during that race. But he'll say that the lessons that he got in that race were, really helpful for him. So the majority of people do train and race, in a dehydrated state. And if you're doing that, you're not reaching your potential. You're not going to recover as easy. So next day, we'll feel a whole lot tougher. So, more muscle fatigue, muscle soreness.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that way.
And so let's step back 1 second. I've always known Infinite in the early days as more of like a try product, right? To kind of give you that nutrition to be out there for 10, 12 hours, however long you're going to be on that course. And to be able to kind of fuel you for the entire segment of time without the stomach distension that you'd get from, some of the popular, over-the-counter brands that you find in all the variety stores. And, that being the issue is it's custom tailored to you as the athlete. And that's how I've always known Infinite.
Yep.
But you guys fuel everybody. Like all kinds of sports.
Yeah, really. So we've been at this for a while. So since 2006, I came at, Infinite from, a customer first. I used it for a couple of years during my Ironman days, and it made an incredible difference how I performed, especially through like century rides. So you're out on a bike for, 5 hours. I wouldn't say that I danced on my pedals in the last, hour, but it was a noticeable difference for me. And probably, more what I noticed was the way I recovered, the way I responded the next day. So I was able to push through a workout, a lot better than I had, and I recovered stronger. So, I'm a customer, start the business in 06. We had a big break. It's just one of those lucky moments. A dietitian that happened to work with a triathlete that was working with our product. She was also working with our Canadian Olympic athletes through the Canadian Sports Center, which is now the Canadian Sport Institute out in Victoria.
Right.
And they asked us if we could put a program together to help them with their recovery for their athletes, and some custom blends to support rowing, rugby, weightlifting, a bunch of different sports, swimming. The swim nationals are on right now. And, I think for us, we found a way to, satisfy all their needs. So produce a product that was free of banned substances.
Right.
Obviously, that was the first priority. Once we, were able to, prove that out, it was important to find blends that were suitable for different class of athletes. And they were really focused on the recovery side. So we really evolved on the recovery side. Our knowledge of recovery drinks really improved because of the relationship we had with them. So, I think it's cool that we get to fuel some of the best athletes in the world. It's some good credibility. More importantly, to Infinite, we learned that we were more than an endurance, nutrition provider.
Which is the kind of point I'm getting at is you do everything from CrossFit to soccer teams, to Lionel Sanders, to a lot of other triathletes that are out there. And are all athletes the same? Like even though all the sports are completely different, I mean, do you approach them all the same way?
No, not at all. I mean, so we looked at CrossFit a few years back, and we looked at how they were fueling, thought that it was an opportunity, but we didn't really know anything about CrossFit other than it was one of the biggest, you know, it's the fastest growing, you know, fitness entity there is. So we partnered with Amanda, and Nanette from, you know, Badass Wadwear, and they connected us with some regional level athletes across Canada. So together, what we did is we listened to each other, what their preferences, were. We talked about what we knew about nutrition. And over a period of four months, we came up with some blends that were suitable for what they do in a CrossFit gym. So they're doing some strength training, they're doing some metabolic conditioning. So we had to create blends that were suitable for during, and then a product for afterwards that was, you know, going to help with their recovery. So a recovery drink for that product's much different than for endurance.
And, you know, we're coming up to a news break, but for those who are listening, Infinite is a liquid. I mean, we're talking about a product that, without saying any really big brand names of over-the-counter owned by large pop companies, we're talking about, it's a product that you would think would be the same thing, but it's very, very complex. I mean, it's not just about sugar and color and saying, oh, you're going to be great. Yeah. And with a little bit of electrolytes added to it, it's about really fueling. And I think that's the difference that we're talking about. It's about custom fueling different people because they all do things at different rates.
Yeah, every athlete's a little bit different.
Right. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Darcy Haggith from Infinite Canada Nutrition. We'll be right back after these messages.
AM 800.
I listen to you guys every day faithfully because honestly and truly, AM 800 is the best source of news and talk for Windsor.
CKLW.
Join the AM 800 A-Team this Friday for the Carha Hockey World Cup feature game. The televised game starts at 7:30 and will feature two of the top teams in the tournament going head-to-head for one of the Carha Hockey Championship titles. AM 800's own Steve Bell will be the special guest announcer. This game is free to attend, but you need to pick up tickets at the WFCU Center box office. Click on visitwindsoressex.com for more information.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex, an information update with Christy Lee Varley.
New Ontario legislation recognizing post-traumatic stress disorder as a work-related illness for police, firefighters, and paramedics has passed unanimously. First responders previously had to prove their PTSD was related to their job to be eligible for coverage under the Workplace Safety and Insurance Act. New Democrat Sherry DeNovo, who introduced five different bills trying to extend coverage for first responders with PTSD, says she'd like to see it expanded to include nurses, special constables, bailiffs, and parole officers. Lots of outside coordination is being put in place with the opening of the Erie Shores Hospice tomorrow. A key part of the process is the community care access centers who coordinate patients who need to go to a hospice. Patient services manager Maureen Ayers says staff within the system are relieved this option will be available. An official ground opening of the facility takes place tomorrow afternoon. It's time once again to help out families in Windsor-Essex who have children with physical disabilities. The 33rd annual Easter Seals Telethon takes place this Sunday from 10 till 4. Last year, more than $200,000 was raised. Organizers hope to reach that same goal. The telethon will be aired live on CTV Windsor. The Carha Hockey Tournament is already paying off for local businesses. 2,500 players are in town for the week-long event. At Piranha's Hockey World, manager Robin LaRice says players are picking up gloves, sticks, clothing, and skates because it's so much cheaper here. AM 800 Sports in Major League Baseball. The Tigers and Marlins game has been delayed. It was supposed to be a 7:10 start. Will now be starting at 7:30. That's at Marlins Park in Miami, Florida. And it's the bottom of the first in Tampa where there is no score between the Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays. In the NHL, lots of games on the schedule tonight underway right now. No score between the Hurricanes and the Bruins or the Devils and Sabres. The Capitals are up 1-0 on the Islanders. And in Junior C action, it is 1-1 between Ayr and Essex with 3 minutes to go in the first period in the first game of the semifinals of the Schmaltz Cup. And in the NBA, right now at 7:30, Toronto will be hosting the Charlotte Hornets. And not till 8 o'clock, Detroit is in Miami. Checking the AM 800 forecast, tonight a few clouds increasing later on with a 60% chance of flurries before morning, a low of minus 1. Tomorrow, periods of rain and winds gusting
look out your window. There's
an hour
probably
with a high of 10. Right now in Windsor, it is plus 134 Fahrenheit. I'm Christy Lee Varley, AM 800 News.
Look out your window. There's probably an F-Series truck nearby. Because for the last 50 years, it's been the best-selling line of trucks in Canada. Lease a 2016 5-liter F-150 XLT Supercrew 4x4 for $199 every 2 weeks at 0.99% APR for 36 months with $2,895 down. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an extra $1,000 towards most new F-Series. Value like this is undisputed. Details at findyourford.ca.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. My dear friend and guest today is Darcy Haggath from Infinite Nutrition Canada. We were talking about hydration. And, you know, really quickly, why don't we talk about sweat rate and how one calculates thy sweat rate to kind of figure out what you need to kind of replenish with?
Okay. It's really quite simple, actually. We do this a lot with our athletes. Let's say you're going out for a 2-hour run or ride.
Okay.
Just, you know, hop on a scale, avoid, you know, your bladder first, no clothes on if you're in a private setting, get a reading. When you come back, repeat the process. So empty your bladder, you know, get on the scale, maybe dry off if you've got a little bit of, you know, sweat. And
okay.
The importance of your clothes is just they're going to be saturated when you get back. So it kind of interferes with, you know, what your actual weight loss is. So you're going to see a deficit. So let's say, you know, we lost 2.2 pounds or a kilo, you know, so now we know that we lost a kilo. We add to it whatever we ingested. So I might take, you know, a bottle every hour, so 1,200 mils of fluid. So now I'm up to, you know, you add those two figures together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lost 1,000 mils in weight. I consumed 1,200. So that's 2,200 over the period of the 2 hours. So now I'm 1,100 mils per hour. That's what my sweat rate is. So it's not our intent to actually, you know, replenish all of that. A good rule of thumb is about 75% to 80% of that number.
By volume?
By volume.
Okay.
So, you know, my sweat rate, you know, is about 1,200 mils. I look to get about 900 mils in every hour out there. That's a good number for me.
Interesting. Hey, joining us on the live line is one of our dear friends, Lionel Sanders. Hey, what's your sweat rate? Hey, Lionel.
Hey, guys. Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your sweat rate?
My sweat rate varies due to the conditions and the intensity, but probably on average, it's about 2 liters an hour, something like that.
You know, for those who are just joining us on Running Flat Radio, Lionel Sanders just won Ironman California this last weekend, and you've been on an absolute tear this year. And, you know, I got to ask you, you're not running locally this weekend. You're somewhere else this weekend.
Yeah, I really wanted to run locally, actually, but I ended up signing up for Galveston 70.3 in Texas, so I'm headed there and sort of have a commitment to that race, so I have to do it.
So can I ask you a question from
Sure.
a total outsider? How does one, as an elite athlete, and you raced this last race? I mean, you had some competition and you crushed it.
Yeah, I went as hard as I could, start to finish, for the most part.
Absolutely. You won a very competitive race in California, and 7 days later, you're going to Texas to run and race again?
Yeah, I you know, sometimes it's kind of hit and miss with trying to do something like that, but I feel pretty good right now. So I actually did full-on workouts today. I'm actually about to go into the pool here in a little bit to do a full-on swim workout, and I'll do another set of workouts on Thursday, and then I'll take 2 days easy going into the race, and then I'm going to hit that race as basically as hard as I can again. I mean, a big piece of the puzzle, I believe, is good, you know, on the topic that we're talking about, good hydration and good nutrition. And as well, the pool where I was at in San Diego was like low 60 degrees. And so I took like 3 ice baths in the time after the race. So I think that kind of helped flush my legs out a bit as well. And I did some active recovery swimming and running to, you know, get rid of the aftermath of the race.
So Lionel, we have a lot of folks that listen to this show kind of terrestrially here within the Great Lakes, and then we have a lot that download us on podcast. And for those folks who are just kind of catching the show and they enjoy listening to it, but really aren't part of the sport, when we talk about Lionel Sanders racing at a race, at an event, we're talking about going full out for close to 4 hours, right, in your 70.3s that you're racing right now.
Yes, that's correct.
4 hours of endurance racing, and you're going to do it within 7 days, another one. I find that absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you know, it's not for everyone. I probably am in the minority of people who have a fairly high recovery rate. And, you know, I'm still fairly young in this sport. And a lot of the older guys have sort of forewarned me that those days may come to an end. So don't get, don't get too attached to them. So I'm taking it in while it lasts anyway, but I'm feeling good and I'm ready to go. I'm hungry too, so.
I bet you would be hungry. So where are you at this year compared to this time last year? How you feeling?
Well, I probably had these last two wins here, the one in Panama and then the one in Oceanside this past Sunday or Saturday, were probably two of the biggest wins of my career against some of the best guys in the world. So last year in this race, the one in Oceanside, I was third. So now, you know, I've moved up 2 spots, and in the pool in the water, for instance, I was only 3 minutes down to the lead swimmers, whereas last year I was 4 minutes and 15 seconds down. So, you know, I'm swimming better. I think aerodynamically on the bike, I'm improving, and due to the aerodynamic improvements on the bike and the position improvements, I think I'm starting to run better as well. So, you know, I think there's still lots of stones to be turned, and I think I still have room to improve. But I'm definitely, probably a notch above where I was last year at this time.
You're such a fascinating guy because you're such a student of what you do. I know so many athletes that just they hammer away at it, and they've got coaches, and they're excellent at what they do. But you're like constantly kind of double guessing, second guessing, looking at everything you did, trying to find that improvement, and then going for it. And it's remarkable to me how you're just so. And help me out, Darce. It's like this this hunger to just not just be the best, but to understand why to be the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, I wouldn't say been a challenge. It's been a lot of fun, you know, working with Lionel because he comes with, you know, his thoughts. You know, and we kind of sort through that, but he's such a student of the game.
Yeah.
You know, we give him a bit of information and then, you know, he can tell exactly how much, his sweat loss, you know, he changes the conditions in his training room, to mimic where he's
the cave.
You know, I've never seen anyone go, to the lengths that he does, you know, in a training environment so that he can perform on race day. So, he's a specimen.
Yeah. So what drives that, Lionel?
I mean, I haven't always been that way. I had an experience that really changed me in 2011. I was training, as you say, just as hard as I possibly could, and I sort of had hit a plateau. And I was going to the Duathlon World Championship, which it consisted of a 10K run to a 40K bike to a 5K run. And so I trained as absolute hard as I could. And I went there, and I lost a minute and a half on the opening 10K. I ran like 32:10, and the leaders ran like 30 minutes and 30 seconds. And it was just unfathomable that someone could run that fast and then still bike and then still run another 5K, and they did it in probably about 15 minutes, 15:30. It was just amazing to see that in real life. And it really changed me at the core because I knew – doing things the way that I'd always done them, which was, you know, basically put my head down and go as hard as I can, as often as I can, it just wasn't going to cut it against the top tier of guys. And so that's sort of what started me on more of, an analytical kind of try and learn the lessons that are to be learned type of approach. And I mean, that was right when I discovered sort of the scientific basis of training, and I started to train, you know, trying to improve my VO2 max, try and spend time at my lactate threshold and all these ideas. And it was only 6 months later that I, too, ran 30 minutes and 30 seconds for 10K. And, you know, so I saw immediate progress in that regard with that approach. And I basically just continued to apply that approach. You know, even this race in Oceanside, I still learned a lot of lessons that I will apply even this weekend in Texas.
What does your year look like for racing? I mean, you're doing two races back to back. But what is the rest of that year kind of boil out for you?
My big one for the whole first part of the season is in St. George, Utah on May 7th. That's the North American Ironman 70.3 championship.
Right.
And then I'll do a couple more 70.3s. And then I'm going to do an Ironman Canada. It's kind of an iconic race, especially, you know, as a Canadian and as an Ironman, just history. Ironman Canada has played a big role. A lot of world champions have won that race. So I think you kind of have to do it. It's your duty as a Canadian. And then I'm going to do most likely 70.3 World Championship in Australia, which will be an experience in its own. Just I've never been to Australia. I've never done that kind of travel. And then you know, it's only a month before the Kona Ironman World Championship, which is my, you know, pinnacle ultimate goal. So there'll be a lot of lessons learned, I'm sure, you know, trying to pull that off, trying to do that race, get back here, do a month of training, and then get to Kona and try and perform well there. So, but that's about it.
You know, I got to tell you a little story. I was at the RBC today doing some banking. And the teller goes, "Hey, you're the guy with the radio show." And I said, yeah, thanks for listening. And she goes, "You know, you have Lionel Sanders on." I said, yeah, he's been on three, four times over the last 3 years or so. And she goes, "Well, I'm from Harrow, and he's from Harrow. There's great things that come from Harrow." And I said, "You know what? It makes sense to me. There really does. I mean, you've really put Harrow on the map, my friend." And,
I love Harrow. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and without a doubt, we're all really proud of you, especially down here in the whole Windsor region. I mean, for those who are just listening, Lionel Sanders is a world-ranked professional triathlete. How many events are you going to do this year in total?
Probably it'll end up being 3 Ironmans and maybe 5 70.3, something like that.
Just like that. My friend, I have no idea how you do it. I really don't. It's absolutely incredible to me, but it's awesome watching you do it. Lionel, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Lionel Sanders joining us, and he's going to be in Texas at Galveston.
Yep.
This weekend, racing away. He won Oceanside, California's 70.3 Ironman this last weekend, and in January it was Panama, or February.
Yeah, it was Panama in January.
Then he won. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. It's time right now for Song of the Week. It's a song that we kind of choose that's brand new and really interesting. And so this is the Song of the Week, the Last Shadow Puppets with Aviation.
It's a prize a day.
And potentially a different contest every day, too.
Spin the Noon Report Wheel of Contests. When the wheel lands on one of 4 different contests, that's when Arms Boomenlag will play with you. Timeline, Tribond, Soundbite, Brainbuster. You won't know which one until the Noon Report Wheel of Contests stops going around.
Stops going around.
Weekdays at 12:45 on AM 800.
Windsor Honda has built an extra trophy case for all the Honda Civic Awards. 2016 North American Car of the Year, Ajac 2016 Best New Small Car, AutoGuide.com Car of the Year, and that's just the beginning. The Honda Civic is a classic, reinvented, with available Honda Sensing technologies, a a multi-angle rearview camera, and fully loaded with all the tech features you want. You need to visit Windsor Honda today and see the Honda Civic reinvented. Mark Trembacher and Ken Anser invite you to test drive the all-new Civic. It's all good. It's a Windsor Honda.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a mattress? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deppermans.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, a few clouds tonight increasing before morning with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of minus 1. Wednesday, periods of rain, winds gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour with a high of 10. Wednesday night, periods of rain ending before morning, then cloudy, winds gusting up to 70 kilometers an hour and a low of plus 3. Thursday, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a high of plus 4. And Friday, cloudy, a 30% chance of flurries and a high of plus 3.
Not all small businesses are the same. IHSA knows that this is especially true for construction, transportation, and utility companies. So IHSA has developed occupational health and safety solutions specifically for you and your workers. IHSA is a designated safe workplace association under the Occupational Health and Safety Act. For your free copy of IHSA Safety Talks, visit ihsa.ca/smallbusiness. Together, let's keep you and your workers working safe for life. ihsa.ca.
4 years in the making. 14 countries competing. 2,500 players. All chasing the dream to hoist the cup. The Molson Canadian Carha Hockey World Cup in Windsor. Catch all the action right now until April 10. Admission is free. Visit thecup2016.ca for schedules and results. Molson Canadian Carha Hockey World Cup, where the game lives on.
In the evening, I could feel it coming on. Mama told me you should stop, but you need to go wrong. Or she never gonna get it right. Senorita, well you need not go.
Song of the week on Running Flat Radio. It's The Last Shadow Puppets with Aviation. It's a song you want to add to your mix. You know what? Our guest today is Darcy Haggith from Infinite. And you know, I guess a lot of folks out there are training dehydrated.
Yes.
And worn out.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel it, especially those folks who are kind of working their way up to their 20 miler in a marathon. And they're just, you know, kind of like dragging their butts around during the day. And you can just kind of feel that exhaustion kind of setting in.
So many times we hop on a call, like we'll do nutritional consults. That's part of what we do. You know, we'll ask, well, how much are you know, taking in on that, you know, 3-hour bike ride? Maybe a bottle and a half, maybe 2 bottles. And if I'm dealing with a, you know, 180, 170 pound athlete that tells me that they sweat a lot, well, they're way under, you know, hydrating, and they're just not doing themselves any service. They're actually preventing themselves from performing. So, we got into the road community, road cycling, a little bit. And, you know, I think that community has traditionally, you know, fueled on water and, you know, I don't need
coffee.
I don't need anything. But you're seeing it shift a little bit. And, you know, some of the people that we've worked with in the last couple of years, like Nick Dwyer is a great example. Like this guy's actually, you know, taking in a lot more, taking in some calories, electrolytes, and, you know, a drink right after. And he's noticing a huge difference in his performance. you don't have to feel, you know, you do a long bike or, you know, long run, you don't have to lose your whole day. If you're feeling down and out, you know, dizzy when you come home and
just laying down,
lethargic, then you're doing something wrong.
Right.
You know, so pay attention to your body, you know, color of your urine. How many times did you urinate on that 2.5 hour ride or run or, you know, ride? If you're not urinating at all, well, you're probably getting dehydrated.
So it's all about conditioning, right? For most athletes. And I guess, you know, we've talked about high performance athletes. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, we've had Lionel Sanders on, you know, talking about where he's at. So let's pull back to, you know, that athlete who's starting out, want to lose some weight, want to start, you know, maybe running some miles. You know, they probably got a good 5K, a couple of good 5Ks into them that they've already run. Maybe they want to start on their 10K now. Mm-hmm. They're looking at goo. They're looking at Cliff Bar, you know, Cliff Blocks. They're looking at all kinds of products. And there's a ton of products out there.
There are.
I mean, it's confusing.
Yeah.
Right. What you can take, what you can't take. What's your recommendation for that kind of newbie type athlete that's going into endurance, maybe doing their first half at Le Chocolat this year?
Yeah, I think you have to experiment. You heard Lionel talk about he's very analytical. He listens to his body. So try some of the products out there. Get some fluids in. Know what your sweat rate is. You know, get a bead on that. Make sure you're hydrating enough. Get some electrolytes in your system.
And let's just go over those signs of dehydration again. So I, as a person who's been out there in the hot sun, I know what's happening to me when I'm out there.
Well, you might feel a little bit dizzy. Obviously, you know, there's a thirst that comes on. There's a lot of debate about that's when you should start drinking is when you feel thirsty. But really, you're too late then. So if you've got any signs of dizziness, your core temperature, you know, is driving up. If you find that you're not sweating anymore, that's a sign that you're kind of out. Your ability to, you know, sweat is gone. And that's thermoregulation. That's what keeps our core body temperature down. When our core body temperature, you know, shoots up, you know, then we're not able to use, or we actually use more glycogen, more carbohydrates. So we're just not able to function. The muscle contraction's not the same, you know, so.
Let's talk about stomach cramps.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful thing to talk about on the radio. And let's talk about stomach distension and some of the things that you get when you're supplementing.
Yeah.
And you're out there, you know, maybe have, like, who knows what you have on your bike. Maybe you got some water, maybe you got some goo. Who knows what they're taking. All of a sudden you're getting the cramps, you know, up the left side, you know, you're starting to.
Yeah, typically that comes on when, you know, the combination of everything that you're taking in your stomach is too concentrated. So there's a term called osmolality. Osmolality is a fancy, you know, term for the concentration of a fluid. So the concentration of whatever's in your stomach has to be a little bit less than the concentration of your bodily fluids.
Okay.
If that's the case, you know, you'll have immediate gastric emptying, and that's what you want. You don't want it to hold up.
Huh? Not on your bike.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm saying gastric emptying.
Okay.
Not the emptying that you're referring to.
All right.
So gastric emptying is the pyloric sphincter valve opening and letting what's in your stomach go into the small intestine where it can be, you know, drawn across the small intestine into your bloodstream. And that's how we get fluids, nutrients, you know, into our system.
I'm thinking of the stomach distension when you're running a full marathon and you can't wait for the next port-a-john to finally come up.
Okay.
And again, it's because you've taken a product, you know, that you've probably been drinking for the last 3 hours, and all of a sudden now it's totally upset your stomach.
Yeah, usually that just becomes from a delay in gastric emptying. So it'll hold on to that mass in your stomach. And it's trying to pull fluids from the surrounding tissue so it can dilute that to a concentration that's lower than our bodily fluids so that it can release. So that is, you know, some of the problems with, you know, something with, you know, fructose, corn, you know, fructose.
Which your products don't have any of that.
No, we use, you know, three different carbohydrates because your body can, you know, take them on more effectively. And it also lowers the concentration of that drink. So, That's why we do that.
So the other thing that we do together is we have Running Flat Fuel that's on all of our courses.
Yep.
It's an amazing product. Zero stomach distension. It's a fabulous product to use. And the best thing about it, too, is it's colored with beetroot.
Yeah.
Which is what gives it that great color. And so thanks. Thanks for coming by today.
Ah, it's a pleasure being here.
It's an awesome product. Thanks to our guest, Darcy Haggath, and, of course, Lionel Sanders. Good luck to Lionel this weekend. We'll all be watching. And for more information about Infinite, go to infinitenutrition.ca. For information about Le Chocolat Canada, Color Run Nights, or any of our other runs, please go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our race pages on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. And thanks to all of you who are downloading this show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for the last hour. Next week, we're back in 7 days. Jen Miller from Runner's World Magazine is talking about her new book. So until next week, it's Chris Yuzinski, and keep running.